Power Hour Nation. So glad to be with you on a Feel Good Friday here, end of the week. I'm Daniel Brigman, of course. If you're new, welcome. Nice to meet you. Allow me to welcome you to the Power Hour Radio Show. You are in the right place. ThePowerMall.com, ThePowerHour.com are our two fine websites. We do have a special on the book I wrote with my uncle helped me, Forever 1776. We've been talking about this a lot because we feel it's a very important work, and I don't even have it on Amazon. I don't even have it, I didn't get a publicist and go to publicize it. I used to sell it, speaking engagements on different, trade shows or whatever. And I sold quite, several thousand. And, I just think the message is even more important now. And so at the Power Mall, any order over $50, which, you can look around what you're doing. You probably need $50 worth of the products that we have. They're great products. They're probably on sale, especially the Strauss Heart Drops and the REM Sleep and that's some things Dr. Sherry Rogers recommends. So those things are all on sale. And then if you order $50, you get a free copy of the book. We just want the book out. We want it in your hands. We don't care if you use it as a doorstop. It doesn't matter that you have it and somebody sees it. Say, hey, what's this book? It's like my grandmother gave me I looked on her shelf one time and said, oh, what's this book? And then they're called Conspiracy. What is this, Granny? Oh, wow. Good book. Here, you want to read that? Go ahead, read that. You might get something out of that. And I read it and it changed my life. And, so that may do the same for you. That's why I talk about, putting, the Bill of Rights on your refrigerator. You have no idea. I have no idea. Anyway, it's very important. If you want extra copies, some people order 5. They order 10. I mean, we had some lady, I think, order 20. I can't remember the name, but thank you. Order 20 to pass out. This is a great thing. Hey, check this book out. Just easy. It's a great gift. And, thank you. If you're going to do that and you want me to autograph one or something, maybe we can arrange something. Check that out at the Power Mall. Any order over $50, because then we can ship it. It's free. We can give it to you free. Then we don't have to pay for shipping. We can put it in your same order. And it can get that to you. I feel like it's very important. We got a lot of news today, so I'll quit dawdling about the book. But take advantage of that if you're so inclined. ThePowerMall.com. Excuse me. Uncle Kevin, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you. Great to be here again.
Yes, we got a lot of news. A lot going on. Usually the beginning of the week is when there's a ton of news. But today, I guess because we weren't here yesterday, but a lot going on, a lot of good news stories, a lot of important news stories, a lot of not so good news stories.
Yeah.
But we'll get to them. Is there anything before we start that's been on your mind as the show approaches?
No, I'm good over here.
Not a single thing on your mind.
I was a little miffed this morning, but I'm over it.
You're a blank canvas.
Exactly.
You're just a blank canvas.
Yeah, a little miffed, but
okay.
Well, I'm good.
All right. Well, we don't want to get into your miffedness.
Nope.
We don't want to get that all going on. We're going to have a good day. We're going to play some music on the way back. If you have some fun songs you want to bring in, just email us or let Catherine know. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. We get emails all the time. It's the craziest thing. Why don't you, take calls, or why don't you let people look? Well, we do a delay on the shortwave, and that's the majority of our callers, but they're on delay. They're not listening live. So for you, if you're listening and you send me emails about calling in, you can call in anytime.
Call in.
Don't wait for an invitation. I know you're out there and people do call in. So call in if you have a comment, you have a question, just want to chat with Uncle Kevin.
Yeah.
Everybody seems to love Uncle Kevin. You say hi to Uncle Kevin.
I'm a little miffed today. I got up at an ungodlier time this morning.
Well, good. Well, maybe the audience will call in and cheer you up.
Cheer me up. Wake me up.
Well, I don't know about that, but maybe cheer you up. So number one more time, 844-769-2944. Let's get to the news. We've been following this. Tommy Robinson, whose real last name is Lennon, was sentenced to 9 months in prison there in Britain for reporting
the news.
I still have a hard time understanding what happened here. Am I missing something?
Didn't he print up a shirt saying going to jail for being a journalist?
I'm convicted of journalism.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Convicted of journalism.
Yeah. Magna Carta is supposed to cover that.
just common law started in England.
That's exactly right.
You think we're having trouble here? Jeez Louise, look at Britain.
Yeah, Tommy Robinson is going to jail for...
Journalism. So basically there was a trial of a grooming gang, a rape gang of Muslims, and he went outside the courtroom and was basically asking questions, reporting nothing crazy that would affect the trial. Yeah, and so they arrested.
Just asking a few questions.
Yeah, they brought a lot of attention. They didn't want the attention on
this.
That's
right, they didn't want the attention.
And so now he got sentenced to 9 months, so we'll see.
And that's after he went, what, he spent six months in before?
I don't know, something like that. They applied that.
He was going to get 18 months or something. So
I don't know. They did him a favor. They cut him down or something. I don't know. Yeah. But there were a lot of protesters, which this is good. I mean, we can't just accept when people do.
They got to storm the Bastille there. That would have been wild.
Well, when they do something to one of us, they need to be doing it to all of us. We need to feel like they do it to all of us.
Storm into the court and take them out. Take Tommy out and say, come get him. Thousands of people do that. That would have been great.
There's a Finnish study out of Finland. This is important. And it's, again, so many things that we believe, that we have instincts of, they're being proven every day. New Finnish study finds no evidence for man-made climate change.
Oh, I believe that. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, of course. Well, the new study, the talking point was human contribution caused the temperatures to rise 0.1 degrees Celsius over the last century.
Yeah.
Well, they did the research and said, nah, it's more like 0.01 or 0.001.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're off a couple decimal points, which basically almost zero effect at all.
Yeah. And all those pictures of the polar bears on the ice, pieces of ice floating around saying, these polar bears are going to die because they...
Yeah, they can only swim 100 miles.
Yeah, they go hunt.
They swim literally 100 miles.
I know.
Adult polar bear can swim 100 miles. And those poor polar bears on the floating ice, they're doomed.
They're doomed because they can't swim. I mean, how ridiculous
it is ridiculous. But this is important. There's a story about Miley Cyrus later. We'll get to it. I'll save it because it will piggyback. But remember that in reference to Miley on the other side. China, Glenn Beck, who I've had my issues with.
Yeah, he's been up and down, up and down, up and down.
Well, he puts out a lot of good information, but I think, when Clive and Bundy situation came out, he crucified Clive and Bundy.
He did.
He wasn't for patriotism,
no,
wasn't for
not.
America.
No, then he worked at CNN after he lost the show at Fox.
China's having its Boston Tea Party moment, Glenn Beck says. We've been talking about this Hong Kong thing. We probably really haven't been talking about it enough.
Enough. It's huge.
I'll read a little bit of his article. Freedom, it usually begins as a whisper, a secret passed on between patrons at a secluded bar or private meeting. And no matter how hard the tyrants may try to stop it, no matter how many dams they throw up to try to contain it, the whispers eventually become a flood. Sometimes it takes longer to break through, but it's the same every time.
Yeah.
Ideas are bulletproof. And the people in Hong Kong...
Victor Hugo.
There was a... Victor Hugo said, no army can stop an idea whose time has come. That's what Victor Hugo said. They did a very symbolic thing on would you call it the Senate, the Congress, the Capitol Hill? I don't know. Equivalent to Capitol Hill, kind of similar there in Hong Kong. You remember in the late 90s, they tore down the British flag and then they, became Hong Kong, China.
Right. British gave them back to
British
them.
Gave back. Well, the protesters took a British flag and put it back on the seat of the chairman. A symbolic act.
Yeah.
We'd rather have Britain rule than China.
Yeah, absolutely.
And people, you're hearing, especially in schools and what have you all over about, this evil Western civilization and this, we want the more social credit score, the controlled society, globalism.
Yeah, exactly.
You're seeing, that's why this story is so important. Because Hong Kong is dead center, ground zero for that discussion. Okay, let's have this discussion. Well, what better place to have it than Hong Kong? Okay, what does Hong Kong want?
Freedom.
They don't want any part of China. They don't want any part of that globalist system.
They want to be tried in Hong Kong, not in China.
Right. They don't want to be sucked into that system. They'd rather have the British, not that Britain, believe me, I go ask Tommy Robinson, but they feel like it's better than...
Way better.
Than China.
Not a little. Enough so 2 million people got out on the street. in protest.
Up to, well, at least a million. I mean, right. I've seen different reports, but it looks pretty clear. A million people.
A lot of people.
A million people, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if a million Americans got behind a pro-life or, you know,
or taking back our country here,
or gun rights or anything? I mean, this would be over.
Exactly.
This would be over. Nancy Pelosi would wet herself. Mm-hmm. Excuse me for the vulgarity, but my gosh, I mean, these people.
I think
she
does every night anyway. So damn old.
It depends.
That was a good one.
Where's the hi-hat?
Yeah.
Turkey defies U.S. as Russian S-400 missile defense arrives. More and more of these countries don't really care what America is thinking, especially monetarily. Iran certainly doesn't care. I don't know. Is this planned? Is this coordinated? The CIA certainly has to be involved
somehow.
They
have to be. So they got their finger in everything, so who knows how deep they're in it.
Biggest story of the day, for many reasons, is this one here. What do you think the biggest story of the day is?
Me getting up at the crack of dawn. That's the biggest story of the day.
Well, okay, we're going to give you a gold star today. We're going to get my little girl to go get a star from her craft table and put it on. You should wear it with pride all day.
I will.
Labor Secretary Alexander Acosta, announces he will step down amid criticism over the Epstein plea deal. This is the biggest.
Yeah, that was inevitable. We knew. We were
why
talking
did you,
about
why
that
do you
yesterday.
Say it's inevitable?
Because they're putting so much pressure on me.
So,
you know.
Why is it inevitable? And here's why I think it's the biggest story.
Because
go ahead.
He gave him such a sweetheart deal. And they don't want a lot of questions asked. So if he's if he's still in working for the government, people are going to be pestering him to answer these questions.
Bingo! You just hit it. 2 days ago we talked about this with James McCanny. We really went over it pretty good and got a lot of information out there. Really, in the last 2 days, I don't know what different has even been discovered.
Mm-hmm.
The narrative certainly has been pinned down in the talking points, whether you're Fox News or CNN. There's kind of a conservative talking points of this and then kind of a mm-hmm. Democrat liberal talking points of this. Okay, here's what I'm concerned about and why this is the biggest story. Alexander Acosta, when confronted about this, why did you give Epstein such a slap on the wrist? I mean, for what it's not like he did. It was a pretty steep penalty, but not for what he did. You know, for what he did, he should still be
in jail. Yeah.
But so that he was confronted. Why did you do that? And he said, well, the intelligence community came to me and told me he was an asset to run light on him. That was a massive statement.
Huge.
Massive.
Mm-hmm.
And now, why is he resigning today? You hit the nail on the head. Questions. If he stays in, his position as labor secretary, the question is inevitably going to come. Okay, who told you to stand down?
Yep.
Was it Robert Mueller?
Was it?
Was it Comey?
Comey
at the FBI. I mean, I don't know. This is 10 years ago. I don't know the different players. Who was it? Was it Bill Clinton? Did the Clintons give you a call?
Yeah, George W.
With George W. Did one of the former presidents do it?
Somebody.
Did Obama? I mean, who told you this? It's just some. Do you just got a call from some random person mm-hmm. from the CIA or intelligence community? So who from in CIA, FBI? Who?
Yeah.
Deep state? Were they a spook? Who?
Yeah. And if that's true, that means the.
Oh, it's true.
Yeah, I believe
it's true. Come on.
That makes the U.S.
complicit,
and a child sex rings.
Yeah, I mean, again, this is a very adult topic, ladies and gentlemen. So if you have children, we're not going to be vulgar, but we want to talk about this. You just hit it nail on the head. The United States utilizes child mm-hmm. endangerment rings. I mean, I'm not going to
allegedly.
Well, if that's true,
right?
If that's true, that's exactly what they do.
Right.
The United States, the deep state, your tax money does that.
Does it? Absolutely.
For control, for manipulation, for whatever. This is the biggest story.
Yeah.
In the country, probably in the world, because there's, we haven't gone to the other side of the coin. Bill Clinton. There's the next part of the story. This is out of Fox, and this is who's the Conchita Sarnoff. She's an investigative journalist who about 10 years ago, or almost 10 years ago, broke some of the details of this. Bill Clinton, quote, not telling the truth about Jeffrey Epstein, says investigative journalist who first revealed allegations in 2010. We went over this with James McCanny. Bill Clinton, well, you know, I was acquainted with him and knew him, and I went on a trip with him about four or five times.
Yeah, four or five.
Try 27. Try almost every time there were underage women, underage That's girls, right. not yeah, women, she, girls yeah. On board with you. Yeah. Every time. At least 27 that we know from the logs.
A lot of initials are down, and that's against the FDA rules about you're supposed to, on the manifest, you're supposed to put your full name and who you are, and there's a whole bunch of initials.
Sarnoff says the figure isn't accurate, claiming that Clinton was a guest planes many more times over a long period. Okay. Who else? Dershowitz is now scrambling, trying to say, oh, I just got a massage from an old Russian woman.
Yeah.
I was in my underwear and a... Okay, right. Sure. Sure.
Well, what does the CIA want to do on people? They want to get blackmail. Well, how better of a thing to get blackmail is to offer whoever...
Hardly anything could be worse.
Yeah, right? Hardly anything can be worse. They think they're safe because they're flying on a jet down to some island, secret island, and thinking they're by themselves, and each room has cameras in it.
Chuck Schumer, you know, our buddy from New York, he's scrambling to get rid of a $22,000 donation Jeffrey Epstein made back in the 90s.
Where's he going to give it? Who's he going to give it back to Epstein?
It's so...
Time for bail?
Bail? Bail? That's his dry cleaning bill for a month, probably. This is what is it?
Well, and I've heard that they haven't closed down that island yet. And okay. I've heard that DynCorp uses that same plane.
Ooh, Cynthia McKinney.
Yes, for
Cynthia McKinney asking that question of, boy, that was big, ooh,
that
man,
was
that was
big time.
That was
and it was admitted DynCorp was into sex slaves.
And she the had, other. Yes, and she asked that question in Congress, congressional hearing of Rumsfeld.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is the United States doing business with...
convicted child rings.
Yep. Which DynCorp was convicted of.
And Rumsfeld.
Basically.
Here's the other question on the other side maybe hasn't been asked or hasn't looked at. Bob Griswold, he's going to come on, I don't know, in a week or two. He was... I talking to him yesterday... And we said, what are the chances that this goes to trial? And I said, well, is there anything less than zero? Can it get colder than absolute zero?
Yeah.
Is there anything? That's the chances that this goes to trial to me. And then I thought about last night and said, you know what? What if this whole thing, they've already embarrassed Trump to a large extent with Acosta. Cause see, that's why Acosta shouldn't have resigned. What he should have said is, The CIA, the intelligence community came to me and said, this guy is an asset.
Right.
And it was Bob Mueller. It was,
right. Yeah,
boom.
That's what
Why
are
you blaming me? That's what, don't blame me. They came to me and asked me to do this
right.
because they were doing something.
He was working for the government.
Working something to do something here.
Yep.
So I did. Should I, maybe I shouldn't have done it, but I'm not going to resign over it.
Right.
Go ask them about it.
That's what he should have done.
Right. But see, you can look at Richard Nixon, there were resignations before Richard Nixon's resignation.
Oh, yeah.
Is this a cascade? Is this a waterfall of trying to get to Trump somehow, trying to drum up something for Trump, whether it's true or not? I don't know. So could it go to trial and then some witness comes, oh, yeah, Donald Trump was on there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's what I think. So
There's a possibility that that's what this is about.
Exactly.
Why is it coming at this time?
It's all about getting Trump because they can't get him any other way.
Why is this coming out this time? What else is this covering up?
Right.
It's like the Monica Lewinsky scandal and then Clinton, the United States bombs, was it Yugoslavia or whatever?
Yeah, that aspirin factory.
Bombed that.
What was
that
critical, that movie, Wagging the Dog?
Wag the
tail or something?
Dog, yeah, whatever.
Whatever it was.
Wag the dog, wag the tail. I don't know. So... These are important questions, and we're going to be tracking them as we go. And so pay attention to kind of those paradigms, ladies and gentlemen, as you go forward. And maybe
how easy is it to have some informant go on? I was on that plane going down there, and Bill Clinton was on there with me.
Trump was there. Donald Trump, I'll swear.
Donald Trump. I'll swear he was.
It's very fortunate. Obviously, if his name was on the manifest, we would have seen it by now.
Right.
I mean, there's no two ways about it. It would have been... thousands are targeted as ICE prepares to raid undocumented migrant families. So supposedly, I guess we just had a little delay in Trump taking out these million illegal aliens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. You know, they've already got their, they've already been to court. They've got, they've lost, and they got to go.
Right. These are not people who are waiting on their trial or their day in court or whatever. These are people who the court, they've already been to the court, and they said, okay, now you're going to have to go come back. And they never come back.
Right. You lost.
UC Berkeley sends message of support to illegal aliens, say, we will continue to support you on UC Berkeley. We want to ingratiate ourselves to the illegal alien, the undocumented community, mm-hmm. and you are safe here. And just be aware that some ICE raids may be coming, and we'll warn you as they come.
That's right. Trump should cut off every cent from the they get from the federal government.
Another,
every cent.
Another nice little story for you. New York... You know, that bastion of freedom and life and, you know,
liberty
and great choices, you know, the place where Washington was stuck on the East River.
Oh,
and
that was a story.
And a fog came and saved the American Revolution.
They escaped in the fog over the river.
Right. I mean, that place was turned in today. You know, the pink tower, the tower lit up pink for the abortion, quote unquote law. Anyway, New York now approves driver's licenses for undocumented immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one step into vote. Now, you know,
what's
they have a motor voter bills. All these states got some kind of motor voter. You know, you can just vote from your driver's license. So how are they going to stop them voting now?
They can't. What's next? Free penthouses for undocumented?
This is the problem. You know, the Democratic Party, and I know we have a lot of people that are Democrats, at least they used to listen. I'm probably a little more vocal than Joyce was. So maybe.
Well, I don't think those Democrats are the ones that live like the ones that live in New York.
No, they're not. You know, they're not.
Those are Democrats that are.
And I respect people's opinions. But there's certain things that I just have to say things about. But I almost hate the Republicans worse because I know what the Democrats are or the leadership of the Democratic Party. I don't mean the rank of, you know, I don't mean, you know, Jane Smith sitting in Iowa, Democrat. I mean the rank and file Democratic Party. I know what it is. DeSantis, the Republican governor, you know, he wants to tear down Confederate statues and replace them with other statues. He's supposedly a Republican. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. More news on the other side. ThePowerHour.com. So good to be with you.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as bio-superfood. I've taken bio-superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
This will wake you up, Uncle Kevin. This is for you.
Yeah, this is a great song. Greetings, love them.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag, pull their red, white, and blue. And when the band plays Hail to the Chief, pull that point the cannon at you. Y'all. It ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no senator's song.
Wow, I could get lost in that. That's for sure.
That's a great song.
Oh, my gosh.
Credence is awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, thepowermall.com is where the great products we have sales. Of course, I mentioned the book. Any order of $50, you get a free copy of the book, Forever 1776. It's an important book. I'm not just saying it because I wrote it. It's important. It really is. And as time goes by, it just gets more important. So any order of $50, you get a free copy of the book. We can just put it in with your order. The course of stress heart drops, free shipping, the REM sleep, free shipping. If you sign up for auto ship, you'll always get free shipping and always get the discount. So check that out over the Power Mall. Of course, the alpha lipoic acid R, Sherry Rogers talked about, the vitamin D, the full spectrum vitamin E, the phosphatidylcholine, the detox cocktail, all these things. So, so crucial. Grown by nature, multivitamins, just high quality products. You need these, ladies and gentlemen. The society and where we live, you need these. So check that out over the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys, will you? Please don't learn about this on Amazon and then go there. Buy from the good guys and check that out. Give Catherine a call. God bless you, and thank you so much for your support. Let's get back to the news. We're talking about DeSantis, who's the governor of Florida. You know, he won that. I don't remember, but it doesn't matter. But these Republicans, you don't know what they're going to do. I mean, they're conservative. I mean, Democrats, you usually know at least what you're dealing with.
Yeah. Look at Obamacare with John McCain. 3:00 in the morning, he gets out of his deathbed and votes against it. And Trump loses.
Well, they're in the grand drama of this.
And he said he was going to vote to repeal it. What a scum.
In the grand drama of this political play that we watch every year in America, this Republican-Democrat play, like Hatfield and McCoy's or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call it. The Republicans have a certain role to play, too. I mean, I'm really hard on the Democrats, obviously, for some of the things they're pushing about abortion and what have you, open borders. But they would not do any of this if it wasn't for the Republicans. The Republicans are just as complicit in this.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I don't want anybody listening to sit here and think, oh, he's a Republican, he loves it. No, I don't.
No.
I don't. They're just a little, they just only come in the crucial moments, like John McCain.
John McCain comes in to wax it.
3 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
To show who he really serves.
That's right.
It's just.
Wasn't the American people.
And so DeSantis, so what is he? He wants to tear down Confederate statues.
Oh, my God.
If you've ever lived in the South, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, Florida is the South, but is it really the South? I mean, I don't know. But, you know, you lived in the South, Georgia, Alabama.
That's the Cultural Revolution in China.
Well,
what they did.
Right, that's right. And I've said a lot about the Confederate War. This is the last time that a body of people that have risked their life and put their blood on the line for constitutional principles.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Yeah, they had the right to succeed.
Well, there was so much deeper than just that or just slavery. You know, if slavery was such a big issue, why didn't the North free the slaves before the Civil War? You know, I mean, there's a lot. Put slavery aside
right.
for this. It's ridiculous. I have a lot of family members. You obviously were related. We have a lot of family members, both sides of my family,
mm-hmm.
who died for the Confederate flag.
Yep.
And died for something.
Yep.
And died for home and family and place and religion and freedom and the idea of to do what they want to do.
Taxation without representation was a huge
thing.
Huge part in the Civil War.
I mean, if you, ladies and gentlemen, really, if you research it, you may disagree with me or not. I'm telling you what I believe very strongly, what I know. I've researched this. This is the last group of people, you know, we're begging for a constitutional change, who put their blood on the line to defend the Constitution.
They put their money, their land, their lives. They sacrificed it all.
Yes. And they.
There's a lot of them lost their life, lost their money, and lost their family land.
You know what?
That they lived on for years.
Well, yeah, then the carpetbaggers came.
The carpetbaggers came up.
To the victors go spoiled.
Come down with a bunch of papers that, Lincoln signed so they could do it. And that's
what the 14th Amendment was. That's very complicated, but you, I can remember being a young, I'm going to say this again. We got a lot of news, but I'm going to say this is important.
Do it.
I was a young child in Georgia.
Yeah.
And I can still remember, especially visiting some of my family. This is early 80s, late 70s. This is what, 100 and something years later? There are still, in my family members who are older, still those damn Yankees.
Yeah, a lot of animosity.
Those damnable Yankees.
Yeah, yeah.
And what they you have no idea, ladies and gentlemen, until you study this, what the Union, whatever you believe, what the Union did to the South.
Right.
And the motives and reasons and what have you. These are all, it's a very complicated issue, but anyway. To tear down these people who risk everything for place, for family, for all of this is almost unforgivable to me.
Yep.
San Francisco, wealthy opponents of new shelter claim homeless are bad for the environment. So they're saying, well, they're trying to get rid of this homeless shelter being built in their neighborhood, right? Where are they going to put these people, right? I mean, they got to put them somewhere.
Yeah. California's got a big desert.
There's so many things they – this is – there's so many things they could do.
Look at Pio.
Yeah.
They had a tent prison.
Yeah, you can have a tent compound. At least have a place for them to live.
Exactly.
Better than the street.
Yeah, better. I can't believe that a store owner would let that happen, you know?
UCLA professor faces 200-plus year sentence for smuggling tech to China. You don't – how many professors are working for China?
Oh, a lot of them. And a lot of the students that come over, they steal – they work
they're
on
spies.
These – Yep, they're spies. They work on these projects and then
– Yeah.
Take it back to China.
Sad news. Bumblebee officially added to the endangered species list, a certain type of bumblebee. These bees are in trouble.
When we cut the grass, you have bees all over the place on the clover. Now it's like, you know, you see one or two bees, you know? And I used to run over them. I don't run over them anymore.
No, I go out of my way to let them live.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I slow down and... Wait till they fly away.
I don't know if it's aluminum. I don't know if it's the chemtrails. I don't know if it's the 4G.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the crazy weather. I don't know what it is, but something is affecting us.
There's like 1/20th of the bees that are used.
In the United States, the economic value of pollination provided by insects, mostly bees, is estimated at what on a yearly basis? The dollar value. What do you think?
$100 billion.
$3 billion. I thought it would have been up in the 100 billion. Maybe it's easier to pollinate than we think it is. I don't know. Pentagon says U.S. plans naval escorts for Gulf tankers. Iran says we didn't try to stop that tanker.
That's right.
Why would they?
What are we doing over there?
I was talking to you before the show. Why would Iran try to stop that British tanker?
Supposedly,
that's what went on, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Some British,
and they denied it. And then anybody can dress up in a uniform and say that they're Iran, you know?
Louisiana braces for first hurricane of the season, and I talked to Marcia in Texas yesterday.
They got a lot of water down there.
Marcia, of course, near Beaumont, you know what happened to there? Was it 2 years now? Or I don't know. Time flies. But anyway, supposedly there may be up to 25 inches of rain. Those levees will not hold with 25 inches of rain. I don't care what they did after Hurricane Katrina. 25 inches of rain?
Well,
some levees are going to break.
Yeah. If they don't blow them.
That's my prediction.
Like they did in Katrina.
Well, allegedly.
Allegedly.
That's, if there are people listening, like, what are you talking about? Yeah, there were eyewitnesses who said, we saw blow certain levees.
Yep.
And then they went house to house and took people's guns, too.
Yep.
Don't ever let that happen, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
Don't ever. Ever.
No.
It's expected to bring more than 500 millimeters of rain. What is that? Who wrote this article? Al Jazeera? 500 millimeters? I heard it was 25 inches.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I don't pay attention to millimeters.
500 millimeters. Catherine, give me an article with 500 millimeters. that's American education for you.
Yeah.
I have no idea how many millimeters are in an inch. Anyway, the ICE and the ever-widening surveillance dragnet. Okay, supposedly ICE is using facial recognition to identify these illegal aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, who else are they identifying with this? Who else is going into these databases and facial recognition?
Well, the big database is driver's license place.
Right.
Huge. Huge base.
DMV, ICE is requesting access to DMV databases over all the country. There is some of them already are working with ICE. We're very sensitive about this because of China.
And like 60% are false positives.
Yeah, just ask that one.
Yep.
The one black guy. I can't remember his name. And was it Philadelphia? I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
They said he robs a store. I wasn't even there. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
Shut up, black man, and get down. You're under arrest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No. Yeah. Sure. And then this lawyer asked, "Well, how did you know it was him?" And then, they don't want to admit
those.
They use facial recognition to identify him.
Yeah.
So this is already going on. Why are we so sensitive about this? Well, just go look at China. Right now, millions, not.
I was surprised when you told me that fact about.
Millions.
Yep.
Millions of people.
Weren't allowed to fly.
Have been denied train tickets. Planes too. Trains and plane tickets. Train and plane tickets. Millions right now. And it's not even fully implemented yet in China. It's only, I don't know what percentage, but
you can't travel.
And behave means basically you agree with us.
Right.
None of this Hong Kong. Now you know why Hong Kong, a million people on the street. DNA testing service exposed customer records online. Oh, is that any surprise to anybody? Any baseball fans here? America's pastime, or at least at one time was. Baseball history made inside the debut of a robot umpire. So in a minor league, Major League Baseball worked with a minor league to get.
I'm not against that.
Computerized robots. Okay, you know what's interesting about this and why I really wanted to bring this up? One, that's kind of interesting if you're a baseball fan or even if you're not.
Are you talking behind the plate?
Behind the plate.
Oh, I'm for that.
Well, here's
who programs it? That's the problem.
Well, this is a much better, bigger metaphor for America. Listen to what happened. Okay, one of the reasons they wanted to do this, not only to get a more accurate, right, consistent strike zone, but to stop arguments. So when people complain, the batter gets strike three, he'll come back and make some snide comment, or sometimes the manager comes out. That's part of the game.
Right.
Like it or leave it. I mean, maybe it shouldn't be part of the game, but it is part of the game.
Right.
Okay. Who do you argue with when the computer says that you're out?
You take the bat and knock his head off.
The computer. Well, that's a metaphor for America.
Right.
This Chinese social credit score. Who do you argue with at the train station when the train station, sorry, the computer tells you,
right,
I can't sell you. The computer won't allow me to.
Yeah, you can't.
Sell me. See,
you're screwed.
You see, so they just take it away from representation.
Mm-hmm.
I
got it.
So I thought that was an interesting angle.
Very good analogy.
Smaller crowds, shorter lines reported at Disneyland.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting because all I've heard about Disney, don't ever go to Disneyland. Don't ever go to Disney Worlds in the summer.
Well, nobody's
anything.
Got any money anymore.
Well, that's what people are asking.
Yeah.
Is this because it cost, last time I looked, it's like.
It's a lot of money.
It's like $80-$90 for a day.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's if you buy a 3-day pass or something.
It's not cheap.
That's a lot of money to go ride Dumbo around mm-hmm. 3 or 4 times when you got all those lines and sweating the heat.
Oh, boy,
anyway,
that was what? I remember being there in that 90 degrees and waiting in those lines. Man.
The other question that they asked in this article was, are there smaller crowds because of the earthquake in California? Are people just staying away because of that?
Could be.
Disneyland, you know what their response to this was?
Nonsense.
No. They said they're smaller lines, but they said this is intentional.
Okay.
we have smaller lines intentionally. We want people to have better experience. See how they twisted that?
Oh yeah,
There's less people in our park intentionally.
Did they lower that ticker at It's a Small World after all? It was set at 500 million.
The 500 million?
Now it's a 300 million to go along with that.
Okay, you remember the story at the beginning about, what did I tell you about population and climate change and all this?
Miley Cyrus.
Okay. Here's where to the story. Okay, recently Miley Cyrus and the whole abortion thing, these states were pushing, and life was starting to win in some of these states, really pushing back. Thank God. Thank God,
ladies and
gentlemen. Oh, my gosh. You've heard the guests on here. Thank God.
Yep.
There is no abortion right. And see, now the talking points, these words matter. Abortion rights now. No. That's not in the Declaration of Independence,
no,
ladies and gentlemen.
It's murder.
Yeah. Well, whatever it is, it's not an abortion right. You're not born with a right.
Exactly.
That the government's going to give you an abortion. It's ridiculous. Anyway, she had the cake, abortion is health care.
Yeah, I saw that.
How in the world is abortion health care?
It ain't.
Not
for the kid.
Unless it's a medical emergency. Unless it's a medical emergency.
Right.
For the mother. How in the world is abortion? Whatever. Well, now Miley Cyrus, she is not done puking her disgusting opinions all over the world. Miley Cyrus will not reproduce until she's confident her kid can, quote, live on an earth with fish. So because the earth is dying and everything, she's not going to have any children.
Okay.
I'm fine with that.
Sounds all right to me. I never liked it that much anyway.
I don't think America's listening. I think this is only going to make people have children more.
I hope so. I really don't think
people are listening to these people anymore. We're running out of time, and I want to get these health stories. These are great health stories. At least get them out there for you. Could cannabis be used to, quote, repair damage to arthritic joints? Science is saying yes. Healthy, holistic living.
You mean
yes.
The CBC oil?
CDB.
CDB.
Would you say
like
CDC oil?
I don't know.
CDC sells snake oil.
I got up so early, I got it confused.
That's the only oil CDC sells is snake oil. That was funny.
And what was it?
CBD.
CBD, okay.
You're going to get me screwed up now. Anyway, could it be used? So check that out. There's a lot of research coming out. Cannabis is being sold. There's some high quality. The hempanol that we said, you got to call to get the hempanol.
Right.
Because.
Oh, that rhymes.
Call to get the hempanol. Yeah. Poet don't know it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Next story. Zinc deficiency linked with gluten sensitivity. Remember, Sherry Rogers says, you're short of zinc. You can have just about any disease.
Yep.
Zinc's important. Grown
very,
by nature.
Very,
great
very
product.
Good.
Check that out. Doctors who discovered cancer enzymes and vaccines all found dead. Dr. James Bradstreet. Now, this happened a few years ago, but Sherry Tenpenny's coming on. I'm going to ask her about this. I mean, I tried to get a hold of her this morning. I don't know if she was able to look at this. Catherine, if you listen, try to, excuse me, maybe you can get a hold of Sherry and ask her so she can comment about James Bradstreet. he basically looked in the vaccines and said, there's some kind of DNA turning off mechanism in here that's leading people to cancer. And there are several scientists who are involved in the research and duplicated what have you. They're all dead now.
Yeah.
By suicide. Just happened to be. They're all.
Two bullets in the back of the head, suicide.
Well, bullet in the chest. One was a bullet in the chest. Bradstreet, I don't know about the others, but they're dead. Several of them dead.
Yeah.
Different places in the country.
It was in Africa, too. They put the sterilant in all the.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, right. They found that out.
They found that out, too. Years ago, too.
Let's ask Sherry Tenpenny about that. I think that's important. Mm-hmm. Study finds more evidence fried foods up heart disease stroke risks from Newsmax. Check out the menu at any county fair. Corn dogs, fried Oreos, even fried butter. I like the funnel cakes, personally.
Love the funnel cakes.
I'm a sucker for a funnel cake.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had a GMO-free funnel cake.
Yep.
I would be all over it.
Mm-hmm.
Flashback. Scientists announced they've created a Alzheimer's vaccine.
Oh, Lord.
That's just what we need.
But we forgot where we put it.
Hopefully. Man, wouldn't that be great? Or the Alzheimer's patient. Yeah, I got it. Leave me alone. I think I got it. Leave me alone. So they're saying Alzheimer's is a virus? Is that what they're saying?
I guess. I don't
know. Okay, think about this. And I got to write this down because you got to help remind me.
All right.
Because I'll forget this. Okay, if that's true, say they got an Alzheimer's vaccine.
Okay.
Okay, we're traditionally told that vaccines, you get an immunity to some kind of virus or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got to write this down. Okay, if that's not true with Alzheimer's, which I don't think it's true.
I don't think it is either.
Okay, then they're saying the vaccine is doing what? Manipulating DNA? Changing your DNA?
Probably.
Changing the way you process. Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So these vaccines are not this. It's just the heart. So they're proving right there.
Right.
That
changes.
That they're changing things in your body. Yeah. It's not just giving you immunity to.
And do I believe it works? No.
I do not believe.
my
default position, if the word vaccine is involved, my default position is I don't believe it.
Well, I told you that story about the CDC. I knew that person that worked in the CDC.
Yeah, CDC is centered in Atlanta. We used to live right near there. We had people work there. We knew people that worked there. Go ahead. Tell it quickly.
And she was in the fourth. I think there's five levels. She was down in the fourth level. Fifth is where they really put all the.
So she wasn't just some surface person. She knew what she was.
She knew what was going on.
Yeah.
So I hadn't seen her in a year or so, and all of a sudden I'm in Kmart. And she's putting clothes on the rack. And, you know, I go up to her and I said, what are you doing?
She went from working at the fourth level of CDC to now working at Kmart.
And I said, what happened? You work here? Extra money or whatever? She goes, I don't work at the CDC anymore. And I said, why? And she goes, they wanted me to falsify documents about taking something out of the CDC and I wouldn't do it. So they fired me. She wouldn't tell me what it was, but,
We should, you know, you told me that story. I wish we could have got a hold of her and see if she may be now wanting to talk about that. That's an important story. Ladies and gentlemen, this is so much more common. You know, whatever your instincts are, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Medical Board of California, another vaccine science and SB 276 limiting medical exemptions. That went through. New York, it went through. We'll talk about that with Dr. Tenpenny. This is a pretty. Is this the article? Let's see. All right. This is an article, and I'm going to go over some of these points. There's a very good article about from the Medical Board of California from Sacramento about the vaccines. My wife sent me it over Facebook. And Melissa Attaway, I hope maybe we can get her. I mean, she is on Facebook. My wife shows me these posts, and she is just, boom, information, fact. You know, people's stories. I'm going to go over some of these things. So if you want to check that out, the news, there's a really good list, and we'll go over some of these with Sherry Tenpenny. So I got to make sure I go over the list. So virus changing. I got to write these things down or I forget. See, I say I'm going to do things, and it's not because I'm lying to you, lady.
Right.
I forget or my mind goes somewhere. And it's, okay, great story. We got about a couple. This may be the last story that we do here. Thank God for this church, and this is what churches should be doing all over the country. A Deland, Florida church, Deland, Florida, somewhere near Orlando. It pays off $7.2 million in medical debt for 6,500 struggling Central Floridians.
Very good.
This church paid off $7.2 million worth of medical debt for 6,500 people in Central Florida who are struggling to pay these medical bills. Okay, and that seems, wow, they paid $7 million. Okay, let's get to more of the details. I applaud this pastor for this. This is fantastic. Let me read some of the details. In the coming weeks, some 6,500 people in five Central Florida counties will get a letter in the mail telling them the crippling medical debt they owe has been paid off, no strings attached. It's not a scam. It's an act of faith. We're $7.2 million to the struggling families. It's one thing for us to say God loves us, said the senior pastor, Dan Glenn, of Stetson Baptist Church in DeLand. Dan Glenn, God bless you. Maybe, yep, Catherine, we should try to get him on. Dan Glenn of Stetson Baptist Church in DeLand, whose congregation donated enough to buy off the medical debt. It's another for us to show it. And that's what these churches need to do. Show you're Christian. Show you're standing for morals. Show your compassion. Show, you know, whatever. But let me tell you a little bit more about the details. Okay. These hospitals, they didn't pay $7.2 million. The debt was, you know, the hospital said they owed $7.2 million.
Yeah, I'm sure it was negotiated.
But they didn't pay $7.2 million. They had an extra thing. There's an extra week in the year, the way it worked out for them. So they had their congregation donate to do all this. They got $100,000+ donation. They helped run another foster home. They did a couple things, and they had about $72,000 left over. Okay, hear what I just said. This pastor had such foresight. He went to they know that the medical debt gets sold. He took $72,000 and bought $7.2 million worth of debt.
Debt. Oh, that's excellent.
See, that's what they do. And then these debt companies, that's what they'll buy it for. They give you an idea. And then they send you letters telling you, oh, the $7.2 million.
Yep. Show me a contract between you and that debt collector. And if not,
get out of my face.
Yeah, get out of my face, because it's fraud.
Well, it's not fraud for them to ask. You just can't make me do it.
That's right.
You have no legal claim.
That's right. No legal claim.
Anyway, great story from Dan Glenn.
Anybody, a debt collector sends you a thing, they have no legal
claim. Third-party debt collectors do not have standing.
That's right.
With an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominate.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora, because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us.
Oxygen.